Secretary of State Marco Rubio said today that the United States could achieve its goals in Iran without ground troops. That despite the deployment of thousands of Marines to the Persian Gulf and reports that many more U.S. personnel could be on the way soon. A senior regional diplomatic source tells the NewsHour there's no agreement between the United States and Iran on direct talks or even a venue for them. The proposals from both sides have been maximalist, which leaves the region, the world, 1 month into this war and an apparent impasse. Ali Rogan reports.
Today in Tehran, a scene of horror. Rescue workers dig through the rubble, looking for the living and the dead. A lifeless body hanging from the destruction. As onlookers pray to end the suffering and comfort a community in grief. After Israel overnight launched a new wave of strikes across Iran, the head of the Iranian Red Crescent Society today condemned the attacks.
Claims that only military areas are targeted and not residential areas are completely false. They are lying. All the areas being hit now are residential. Around 20,399 commercial units where people work have been damaged and targeted. 290 medical centers have been targeted.
Israel's military said it targeted sites used for military purposes and had warned Iran to stop its missile attacks, with Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz today promising to escalate the bombing.
Despite the warnings, the firing has continued, and therefore IDF strikes in Iran will escalate and expand to additional targets and areas that assist the regime in building and operating weapons used against Israeli civilians.
And today, Israel struck the Hondab heavy water research reactor in Arak in central Iran, claiming Iran was in the process of rebuilding the nuclear energy complex, having first struck the site during the 12-day war last June. This comes as Secretary of State Marco Rubio, after discussing the war in Iran with his G7 counterparts, said the American campaign was nearing its end.
We are on or ahead of schedule in that operation and expect to conclude it at the appropriate time here. In a matter of weeks, not months, and the progress is going very well.
And that the United States was on standby to negotiate with Iran.
Is it your understanding that they'll convey their response to the 15-point plan today? And are you looking for anything in particular?
We haven't gotten it yet. Look, we've got messages. We've had an exchange of messages and indications from the Iranian system, whatever's left of it, about a willingness to talk about certain things. We're waiting for further clarification about who are we allowed, who is it that we would be talking to, what will we be talking about, and when will we be talking. I don't have any news for you on that yet.
Rubio also spoke on the day after scenario regarding Iran's grip on the Strait of Hormuz.
It's dangerous to the world, and it's important that the world have a plan to confront it. The United States is prepared to be a part of that plan.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot echoing Rubio that the Strait's closure was unacceptable to Europe.
Today we are adopting a new statement on Iran at the level of foreign ministers. It reaffirms the absolute necessity of permanently restoring free and safe navigation in the Strait of Hormuz.
This comes as Iran today turned away three oil tankers in the strait, Iranian state TV reported.
The IRGC Navy announced that the Strait of Hormuz is closed, and any transit through the strait will face a firm response. All shipping to and from ports of allies and supporters of the U.S. and Israel is prohibited.
The United Nations today as well announced a new task force aimed at opening the strait.
The primary focus of this task force is to develop and propose technical mechanisms specifically designed to meet humanitarian needs in the Strait of Hormuz.
Iran later today accepted the UN's request for aid to be let through, with Iran's ambassador to the organization writing on X that, quote, "The Islamic Republic of Iran has decided to facilitate and further expedite the safe passage of humanitarian shipments through the Strait of Hormuz." But even with aid let through, the war and the profound loss it inflicts continues. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ali Rogan.